Coming up this week on the Rock for Him podcast, we talk to the man, myth, the cult leader himself. That's right, Jamie of the band 13 Minutes.
Welcome to a brand new episode of the Rock for Him podcast. I'm Jeremy, your host, aka the Big Boy, and with me is Jason Sanchez Bukowski. Bro, how's it going?
Good. Really good.
And
can't wait
we've
for
got
tonight's show.
Riker Bonus Jonas Levine. What's up, dude?
Hey guys.
Well, I mean, our guest needs no introduction, but for those of you who don't know, this is the cult leader, aka Jamie Kaczynski of 13 Minutes. Dude, how's it going?
Doing good, man. Doing good.
Long time no see, man.
Oh, but like
2 months?
Yeah,
yeah, 2 months.
Yeah, something like that.
It's been a while.
I mean, for me, it's long time no see. So it's nice to meet you, Jamie.
Yes,
I've heard a lot about you.
Hopefully, it's all bad. I mean, good.
Before we get into the show and start talking to Jamie, I've got a bone to pick with our co-host Riker.
Oh geez.
Oh no.
Yeah, the last episode we prayed for you because you were on a river trip, and I prayed and I'm like, keep Riker safe.
Oh no,
please,
I know this is going.
Please do not let my daughter come back either drowning or injured, and she comes hobbling in the house. And her ankle is the size of a grapefruit. And I was like, what happened? Well, let me tell you the story. So, yeah, you did not keep her safe.
Yeah, so
that was an unanswered prayer.
I will take the responsibility for that. However, I'm pretty sure she just, like, rolled her ankle really bad, which is probably why she didn't tell anyone that it was hurt, because she was really embarrassed. Because she didn't tell anybody that she was hurt. So
deep sprain.
I'll take responsibility. I was one of the youth leaders there. I should have done better, but
deep sprain and
oh, geez.
severe
I saw
bruising.
The boot the other day.
Oh yeah, she's got to wear the boot for 2 weeks.
Oh goodness.
So yeah, I had to take issue with it. With as long as we're live on Facebook, I was going to call you out.
So Jamie,
yeah,
you guys just dropped one of the hottest songs, I think, in quite a while. You want to talk about that?
Well, you know, thank you for the compliment. You know, it's crazy to be sitting here in this moment, to be honest with you. Of course, just an abridged history. We built a band, we bottomed out, and we rebuilt the band. And in the journey of rebuilding, we've finagled a lot of things around trying to get ourselves to this place. And in the process, we looked at a 5 years worth of history, and we're like, what do we do with that? It's a whole new lineup. But that does not diminish the fact that we have a massive history, a great catalog. And I think sometimes you look back at what you've done and it's like, you know, had I had another opportunity, I may have done that just a little differently. And it doesn't mean that what you did was wrong or bad or anything of that nature. It just means that you didn't, I don't think, well, in my opinion, we didn't bring out the full potential of it. I had a friend of mine, as we have been doing this journey, reach out to me, and he's walked with me literally since before the beginning of this band. And I remember, well, and I'm not going to name names, but this friend heard us perform the song at Audio Feed for the first time back in 2018 on our tour that year. And he comes up to me because this was the first time we had performed it. And he comes up to me after our set. And he says, what's the name of that song? And I told him, he says, looks at me kind of deadpan. Says, that's your hit. Like, oh, well, thank you. And this is a person who knows a thing or two about those things. And so as he prophesied, it became our only song to have a number one tied to it. When it dropped in 2019, It hit number one on the CMW Loud charts, number two top 100 songs of 2019, big, big hit charts, number one breaking hits, rock charts. So we hit number one on that. And yeah, I was really proud of it. I mean, even in what it was, I was really proud, and it did go far. But as anybody who knows me knows that I was never really proud of the lyrics on that whole album, what sounds maybe a couple songs. I've always felt like there was something more to say behind the music that was created. And well, I'm not the only one that felt that way. So that very same person messaged me as I've been rebuilding this. He says, "Man," he said, "you remember when I told you about, my thoughts on the song?" He says, "With what you have now, you should consider taking another look at the song." And I really wasn't planning on it, to be honest with you. Early on, it's like, let's just let dead dogs lie. That's what it was. I don't want to kick up any more dust or possible dust. So this is who we are now. We're not that band anymore. But the gravity of my friend's words kind of it holds a lot of weight with me. And so I took it to the other fellas. I'm like, "Hey, man, this is what was brought to me. What do you guys think?" I'm like, "Let's give it a try." And so we started rewriting the song. And we had a couple goals in mind, clarity being the big one. I think I can say this without fear of reprisal, but everything in Obsessed was allegory. Very hard to follow, very hard to understand. I can do a whole podcast about that idea, but this season of 13 minutes, it was important to me to be intentional and clear. And as we began to work on the song, that was the ambition, is we need to make this song what it was supposed to be in the first place. And so we scrapped everything but the hook, because you gotta admit that hook is so good. It gets stuck in your head. And so Jared, this was the first one he really took up the mantle and said, I'd like to try this. And I said, "Caveat, man, I'll let you have it, but keep the hook." And he's fair enough. And like, I don't even remember the time, but he threw some demos back. I'm like, "Dang, that's really good. That's really good." And we got to the studio with our producer, and he understood the vision, he understood the assignment, and we worked in really diligently with, his name's Kevin Gates at Reach Audio. And at the end of our time together, we were sitting there listening to the song going, "That is what it was supposed to be all along." And so it was really a series of events, and coincidentally, it fit into the overall theme of the Stay EP. The message from Who Told You literally was intentional, and it just the pieces fit. And here we are now. It's not been received by everybody. There are people that think we're stupid for actually doing anything with the old stuff. I said, "Leave it there. It was good. It was fine with what it was." And to which I would say, I get it. I'm not mad at anybody, but some of the responses have been really interesting to me, though, because, like, man, I didn't realize that, I didn't realize how many people really remember the old song. It's what, 6 years old now? But number two, I didn't realize exactly how strong the kickback would be just at the idea of reimagining one of our own songs. So, but now all that to say, there's a whole greater tandem out there that says, "Dude, this is amazing. I love it. Thank you guys for doing that."
I'm one of those.
I'm also one of those that really appreciates that you redid it. And I gotta tell you, like, you could redo every older song of yours, and I would love it. Jared's voice,
Simply phenomenal.
and it gets better and better and better.
I love his other band. Absolutely love his other band. Okay. Phenomenal music. But with 13 minutes, there is something special about the group that you've put together. And I've said this on every single review we've done of your music. Every time Jeremy says, okay, we're going to review this 13-minute song. I feel like a broken record. So I'm like, Jamie has literally put together the perfect group of guys to play music with. Like, what you have done, what every single one of you done, it's not just Jamie, it's all the guys. Just absolutely phenomenal. Yes, Jamie's the cult leader of the band. There's no denying that. There's no denying that. He rules with the iron fist.
I know.
But
Ask anybody.
this guy has put together, like, man, like,
You know,
bass on point,
so like,
drums.
and even like me, looking as more of an outsider who's not as familiar with it, especially being newish to rock for him, like you mentioned, like kickback on, you know, doing this remastered album and stuff like that. But like, since, I mean, Stay has been on the top 15. Jason, you'll have to correct me, but basically its entire life, right?
Oh yeah.
Like
Like
it's,
as soon as
well, the minute it dropped, it was pretty high, yeah.
I mean, because I was doing them for a little bit, and I saw every week it was the same. So it's definitely well received, at least in our circles. So.
You know, we put a lot of work into the album. It was very intentional. I remember sitting with Thomas before we even had a concept of direction and what we were doing. And we really did a lot of vision planning on the upfront of what we wanted to see. We wanted to be very intentional with the outcomes of what we did next. I think right here begs just some clarification. You know, a lot of bands get together and we don't really know one another, you know, and we're trying to figure out how to do this thing called a band. And it's challenging. You learn about the person next to you through a common purpose, and you're hoping everybody, you know, is in line with that purpose. But what you find a lot of times is you have to navigate personalities, good and bad. You have to navigate strengths, weakness, opportunities, good and bad. And so if you do it right, in my opinion anyway, you will try to find what makes the person next to you the best and shine the most. And sometimes it may not be exactly how you would do it, but you respect the place that they're at and try to build from it. So when we started this band, we all kind of stayed in our lane at first. You know, there was this unspoken rule, like, don't tell me what to do with my parts. And there was a lot of argument when we started integrating, you know, getting into your lane, if you will, and a lot of friction. And I think bands should get in one another's way. I really think friction should happen. It's not a bad thing, because I'll lean into Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, a friend sharpens another friend. Sometimes that friction and those sparks create the best stuff. And within respect for the person, you're not trying to beat them down or anything, but you're saying, you know, maybe look at this a little different way. So we didn't always do that. And I think sometimes we settled on that first album for, what was the word? It's fine. It's not necessarily the best that we could do, but it's fine. So we wouldn't have to fight anymore about it. Fast forward to this album. Fine is not good enough. And that was the standard that was set from the onset. If we're going to do this, let's do it right. So to Thomas, I said, I'm going to get in your lane. I'm going to critique. I'm going to provide feedback. The number one thing that I want to see change from what was is our lyrical content. And Thomas is an amazing songwriter, and he writes the lion's share of the lyrics. So full disclosure. And then we come in and we start picking them apart. Again, now Thomas says, here. You know, he receives that getting in the lane and allowing other people's talents to flourish within the foundation that he brings. And I think that's the biggest difference of what you're hearing then versus now, is that we have freedom to get in one another's way and maybe challenge thinking and with the goal of creating the best song that we can possibly best, not just fine, but something that we're looking at the end goal going, man, that's frigging awesome. And whether anybody else thinks that it's awesome or not is irrelevant. But if we can sit there and go, yes, there it is. And that for me is enough. And that has been what these guys have leaned into at every corner. It's like, fine is not enough anymore. We want to elevate this thing to where we always knew it could go.
Well,
And it
I'm here to
shows.
tell you. I'm here to tell you right now that we have had a ton of people we consider family on the show put out new music so far this year. And every time someone that we know puts out music, we're like, oh, this is going to be the best song that we've heard this year. I'm putting a line in the sand right now. Stay is the number one for me. For the year, not just the song, the whole album. You guys put the effort in. You can tell how, I mean, it's fantastic. I'm challenging anyone that's watching right now and anyone that's going to hear this. If you haven't heard this, go stream it now. Go buy it, listen to it,
Yeah,
and
buy it, buy it.
tell me that this isn't the best record that has come out this year. Maybe the last few years. And that's saying a lot because there is people that have put out music that I absolutely love and adore. Like just like their family. And I'm like, stays the number one.
You know, the great
That's the
thing about that is,
kind of love I have for this record.
as believers, as people professing to follow Jesus Christ, I think excellence should rule the day. I don't care what your genre is. I don't care what your desired outcomes are. Excellence is warranted, giving our best because he is worthy of our best.
Yeah.
And so my hope, Jason, is that every time some of our family drop an album or a single or whatever it is, that you're left in the same conundrum. Like, I can't decide really. This is all great. This is all amazing because it should be. And
Right. Agreed.
Absolutely.
it should be. So high praise, and I appreciate it. Wait till the end of the year though, because I know that there's some other bangers dropping though. So I'm gonna give a
Right.
hat tip
I
to my
know.
boy Miggy though. Who's gonna be on the show, and their new single, dude, it is sick. I
It
love
is. It
it. Love
is.
it. And so I love Drive Through Society's new music too, is amazing. So I love Meg and that crew so much.
We
And
gotta get that music from them
yes, you
and
do.
get them on the
Yes, you do.
podcast. I will work my magic. So one of the things that since the last time you've been on the podcast, you actually signed with the new record company. You want to talk about that? NRT?
Oh gosh, man. It's so funny. There's so much that you work on behind the scenes, guys. Of course, we were signed with Rottweiler Records for a long time, and in 2022, they sold, and we had conversations and we decided to go completely independent. And I feel like it was the right thing to do. I think Rottweiler had a new vision, and I didn't think we fit in it. So I mean, I love Gyrus. I love, his heart for things, but I just didn't feel where we were had a good place there, so we moved on. And I honestly had not a lot of intention of seeking out a label, of any sort for a while. I was like, let me just see if I could take all these things that I know now after being however long in this journey, and seeing how I can apply them much in the way an independent label would apply them. And that was my goal. Create good songs, work on being completely insular, market them, promote them, create everything from ground up. And as we have done all this, as we were actually beginning to release music, we did a music industry showcase in Nashville. And what it basically was, you had this opportunity to do two songs live in front of a judging panel and get critiqued almost American Idol style right then and there. And talk about nerve-wracking, I mean, but we thought, man, well, let's just go see what happens. Now, in this, we didn't know that there was a gentleman who was on the panel named Kevin McNeese. And Kevin was also a facilitator of the weekend. He was teaching a marketing course with this thing that we were this oh, what do I want to call it? We were down there for a lot of reasons, but it all had to do with music marketing, networking, things of that nature. So Kevin, we found out, was teaching a marketing course. And my guys came out stupid stoked from his course and just, Jamie, guess what we just did? And like, we were in this marketing course. We need to give this guy a t-shirt. And so we had our cult leader shirts, our Kool-Aid Man shirts, because basically what these dudes did is all the things that were being taught in the marketing course, like, dude, Jamie does that. And like, we got to show this guy what we're doing. And he had high praise for what we were doing. At the conclusion of this thing, this the showcase, I did a follow-up, and hey, thank you, man, for all you did for my dudes. They were stupid excited to meet you. Thank you for making their day and celebrating the things that they're proud of, and all that kind of thing. And I get a response back. Hey, are you signing anybody? We love what you're doing, and we have a new label that we've just launched, and we would like for you guys to consider coming aboard. Now, I know the history of NRT, aka New Release Today. And I know historically they have been about an industry, a genre industry that we don't quite fit in. CCM is not really our bag. And I'm not downplaying anybody like CCM. This has nothing to do with that. Just trying to identify your tribe. And so I had some questions. I'm like, I knew what their history. I mean, we're talking the biggest music marketing site in for Christian music that's out there. Started in 2002. The who's who have been, interspersed through what they do, sends out hundreds of thousands of emails a week, if my count is correct. And so I'm sitting there like, man, I love what they do. From a marketing perspective, I love what they do. But I just don't know if we would fit. Because I am obviously, I know that just hypothetically, we'll use cult leader as an example. Listen, I know what it looks like. I know the questions. And it is intentional that those questions come out. I want people to talk. So I make religious people uncomfortable. And I know it. And it's not like I'm not trying to rebel as opposed to challenge thought and open dialogue. And so sometimes a simple t-shirt can do that. The very idea of just talking about a cult can make people squeamish. And I know all these things. So I'm looking at the CCM kind of place. And I'm like, I don't know if you understand what you're offering us. So I had to think about it for a while. It's like, man, it's cool to be sought after. It's cool that there's somebody on the other side that really appreciates the art that we're creating. And it's really cool that somebody wants to be in our corner. But I have some questions. And I lay it all out. And I'm like, here's my concerns, Kevin. And without fail, I'm not trying to change you. He goes, in fact, he said, I didn't come to you because I want to change you. I came to you because I appreciate what you're doing. And I'd like to be a part of it. And so I was like, okay, fair enough. Maybe there's something here. And if you go look at the entire roster, I mean, honestly, you're gonna, it's like that. Which of these is not like the others? I think the heaviest that we're looking at is maybe Mr. Weaver face next to us. So and that's a pretty big step down from even us, and we're, I don't think we're super heavy. But I prayed about it, and I talked with the guys, and we all came to kind of the same conclusion that it just might be worth trying. It just might be worth trying. And I will say this, so far so good. It's been a good place to be for us, namely because I have such a great and immense appreciation for the marketing mind that they have. And it also puts us on other people's radars. Maybe just like, I mean, listen, I like some CCM. Ain't no shame in my game. There's times I'm going to crank it up, and that is just the mood I'm in, and that's what I want to listen to. And maybe perhaps on the counter that there might be some of those people that really like a lot of CCM, but every now and then I want a heavy dub just a tad. Maybe they're there, you know. And then of course the We Love Christian Music Awards and everything that goes into what they're doing. One of the goals that you guys know very well, just walking with me, is I'm a bridge builder. You know, so we came to this conclusion at the end of, instead of trying to remain completely separate, maybe we should try to integrate and build bridges. And so here we are.
So I know we hit on this a little bit before the show, and we talked about, do we want to discuss the elephant in the room? And for those watching and listening, we're going to be very careful about what we say, but we want to give Jamie this time because, to be honest, 13 minutes has come under attack. And us knowing Jamie the way we do and knowing the guys the way we do, we felt it was only appropriate to allow the cult leader himself to address this issue and kind of clear the air a little bit. So, can you share a little bit about what's going on?
All right, well, we have gone through great lengths to not hide who we are. Whether you agree with us or not is irrelevant. We just kind of talked about that in a genre, in an art forum. And we talk about it even within the body of faith, we don't always see eye to eye. And working to create bridges and mutual respect, that's always going to be my goal. I have a standard in this band that I'm not looking for perfect men to be in my band. I'm looking for men that are striving toward the one who is perfect. There is a different posture here. We're not trying to present ourselves as something that we are not. We are broken, we are flawed. We are in need of a savior, and we all come from varied backgrounds, and we are learning how to live out our faith in community, period. And when you live out your faith in community and you're looking at the guy next to you, you're going to go to his defense. You are also going to work to cover him in grace. And I will never apologize for not disclosing every little thing that goes on behind the scenes. It's nobody's business unless I make it their business. And as such, my guitarist is in the midst, he just finished a divorce. Oh my gosh. Christian got divorced and he's still playing in a Christian band. Oh my gosh. It's despicable. Anyway, my friend has a past, and it's a pretty ugly past, actually. My friend in this Christian band has a big pentagram tattooed on his back that shows his past and where he came from. It's a true story. My friend has made a lot of mistakes in life, and he has repented. I baptized my friend a couple years ago. The consequences of somebody's choice pre-Jesus sometimes manifest themselves. Before you bow your knee to the Savior, you go out and live for yourself. Consequences are going to happen. Jesus washes them clean. People don't. And so here we are. I'm walking with a former pagan with a big pentagram on his back in this Christian band who's going through a divorce or actually finished a divorce. Come at me. Well, somebody decided they wanted to. And this is a professing person of faith who took a half truth and decided to go on a defamation campaign. Because, gasp, I have an adulterer in my band. Guess what I do? Let he who is without sin cast the first stone. Yeah, I know who he used to be. But I know who Jesus is making him to be. And so the accusations that he cheated on his spouse while in 13 minutes were presented through a false narrative and half-truths. And it wouldn't have been a big deal. We're an open book. Go ahead and question us. Send us a message if you feel like, you've got to do that. We'll talk with you. But that's not what they wanted to do. It was an accusation of adultery within the confines of a Christian band and a cover-up as a result of a cover-up by yours truly. That's what we dealt with last week. And the people that came up against us were people of professing faith. They were, this one in particular decided to go to our label. And it was business partners on the festival circuit that actually saw it before I ever did. And so I've had to answer a lot of questions because believers took to social media and threw out false accusations and half-truths. That should never happen. That should never happen. But it did. And here we are. And I think it needs to be exposed that this was people in the church that did this. That's the most despicable thing about it. You can disagree with me, but you do not have the right to defame me. And it's not even an ego thing. By what they did, by taking it to social media, by going online and smearing us in front of everybody, they defamed the Father. That's the most terrible thing about it. They stepped completely outside of the mandate of disagreement within the body of faith. Period. And I will tell you the recourse we took. We called all of them into a group chat. Every one of them, every accuser that was there, we brought them all in and with Thomas. And we said, present your evidence. Here we are. You've made public accusations. Where is your evidence? There was none. And we knew it all along, but there was none. Now, here's the more terrible thing about it. When they could not produce the evidence to their assertions, to their allegations, there was also no repentance. There was no apology, only defiance. And so I don't think they're done yet. And because of that, my challenge is block them, get rid of them. Don't humor it, don't engage it, cut them off. And well, I will say this, a lot of people have. God doesn't have time for that. If we want to go to the scripture, there are six things the Lord hates and the seven that he detests. And a lying tongue is in that list. And a person that causes dissension within the community of faith is the thing that the Lord detests. I didn't say it. I didn't write the book. It's in the word. Now, that's the bad part. That's the bad part. It happened. And here's why it happened. Listen, if walking in grace with my brother who is growing in the faith and imperfectly pursuing our perfect Savior is a crime, then man, people are going to hate me a lot because I will never apologize for it. When I look over at my flawed friend and I know his past and he's been very, very open with it, he's postured himself in humility. He is growing in faith. He's working out his own salvation with fear and trembling. Not perfect, but pursuant. I will fight for you every day. I'll fight for you every day, and I will never apologize for leaning into grace. Now, there are times where we have to lean heavily into truth, But the truth is, we don't have to take to social media and blast people and defame them to get truth to hold what it's supposed to do. And so that was the misstep. And I don't think it was well received. So that's the negative. Let's talk about the positive. The community of faith showed up and they said, not acceptable. Not acceptable. We are not going to accept what you're doing. And I don't have any glee in this, so don't misunderstand me, guys. There's no glee whatsoever in what happened. But I do find it very, very humorous that this person retreated on social media, went completely private. And so she could not give an answer for her false assertions. Complete defiance, guys. It's not acceptable in the body of faith. It's just not. It's just not. And it's sad that it happened. And you know what? I will fight for my friend if it happens again. And so, guess what? Yes, guys. If you're listening, I have an adulterer in my band. What's your sin?
Well, thank you for sharing that, Jamie. Like, again, I didn't see what was being said about you guys. I just seen your response. I seen Thomas's response. Jeremy reached out to me. He's like, "Dude, do you see what's going on with 13 minutes?" I'm like, "No." So,
Dude, it went all the way to
and
my label, my business partners. It's funny in a very dark way. It shouldn't happen, guys. It just shouldn't happen. We all have a past. I will tell you, a lot of the things that people see about me today was not always the man I was. And if you want to dig a little deeper on me, you'll find some stuff.
Oh,
You'll find some
definitely.
stuff. And I
I think that can be said about any one that people are watching on the screen right now. Like, we've
Precisely.
all got pasts that
Yeah.
we're not proud of.
And thanks be to God for his grace and his mercy. And
Absolutely.
at the
Amen.
end of it, that's the story here. It's not about Jamie. It's not about 13 minutes. It's not about Thomas. It's about a good God who covers up our sins through the sacrifice on the cross. That's what it's about. It's not about being religious. It's not about exuding perfection. It's about pointing people to Jesus Christ because we all need him, every one of us.
Amen.
Absolutely.
So, Riker, you've been pretty quiet. Do you have anything you want to toss out there?
I mean, I've been very content to just listen and learn, and you got a lot of really deep and wise things to say, Jamie. I'm glad to have the opportunity to be able to talk with you. It's also cool, to see situations that are difficult but handled with grace and desire to honor God and honor the scriptures. So, I mean, that's like, well, I mean, what can I say in the face of that? But I don't know, like, if you, like, as a band now, obviously having gone through this as well as other trials, what would you say your big picture takeaways are that at the end of the day, God has taught you this, and if that's all that has come of it, then that's okay.
Simple. God is good.
Amen.
That's it. God is good. No matter what we face, no matter what comes against us, no matter our trials, no matter our setbacks, no matter our disappointments, no matter our victories, and all of it, God is good.
Amen.
Hey, we do have a question in the chat here for you from Angela Arnold.
Hi, Angela.
She
Big
says,
Ange.
"Jamie, any updates on your worship project? Will there be any overlap with 13 minutes?"
Don't know yet. It is something I am prayerfully considering and looking for the right people to join the journey. There's a certain type of character that I'm looking for to walk with, and I'll know them when I find them. So it could happen tomorrow. It may not happen tomorrow. I don't know. It's there. It's sitting in the back of my mind. And when the time is right, I know God will release it.
Amen to that. Man, I just, it's been crazy this last year seeing, just getting to know you the way that we have. And in the short time I have known you, I mean, I think we've had you on 3 or 4 times now. Every time has always been fantastic, but this time I think is probably one of the best, because I think this is you at your realest, at your rawest, and your most honest. So thank you for that, Jamie. Thank you for just being unapologetically you.
Thank
Like,
you.
people are seeing who you are right now.
It's a good thing. And a lot of people probably look and like, dude, he's a jerk. Yeah, I am. Yes, I am. I will own it. I am a jerk. I am a jerk, and I will go fight, and I will defend, and I will hold my ground and the boundaries. I will do all those things. And in defense of the people that are following me, the people who walk with me, I'll be that. And I'll never apologize for it. And honestly, I think we are called to defend one another that way. And if we'd stop this
Absolutely.
crap online of trying to defame our brothers and sisters, and we start looking for the treasure that resides within them and extracting it and celebrating it, our world would be a lot different. By this, they'll know you're my disciples. Not your social media smear campaigns, not your great songs, not your podcasts. You know what that is? If I got a guess, your love for one another.
Yep.
Mind blowing.
Yep.
You know,
It is.
it's funny. We have a comment here in the chat from Jennifer Walter, who says she's ready for the album release in September. Well, she's actually ready for the cupcakes, but she's ready for the album to be released in September. I'm sitting here thinking, I've had this now for a month and a half, 2 months, and I'm like, when's the next thing coming out? I was ready. My next question was, Jamie, what comes next? When is the next 13 minutes? When do you start working on new music? And she's like, oh, it hasn't even released yet.
Well, here's the short story of that. When we signed with NRT, I was like, yo, this was November of last year. I was like, I got a whole year planned out. I have an album already starting to, be worked out. Yeah, I think we had everything in at that point, or maybe we were one session short. And so I talked with Kevin, like, they're handling the streaming and the distro. And I'm like, I need a physical product at our merch table through the summer tour. I said, if the answer is no, then my answer is no. I need something to put in the hands of people that of what we are now. And I think it's been long enough, and it's something that needs to happen. And Kevin said, do it. Do it. And so that's really what we position ourselves to do. And we've been touring behind the EP all year. We started with our official kind of CD release party, if you will, was the Rock of Salvation Festival back in June. And so we've been doing, shows all summer, but none of those were our hometown or even close to our hometown. And so it was always my desire to take this and bring it back home. And so that's what we're doing to finish out the summer. We're going to celebrate the people who have really been there in mass since the beginning. And I was like, this is a great moment for me because it not only celebrates 13 minutes and the accomplishments of 13 minutes, but it celebrates all the surrounding parties that elevated us to give us this moment. So what she's talking about ultimately is, yeah, the EP is released, but we have not had a hometown party. And so to close out the summer, we are having a hometown party. All tickets have already moved, every one of them. There's none left.
I did see that. That's awesome.
We have a great lineup, and I can go down why all these bands are here. And Jennifer, I do have bad news though. I did talk to the wife, who is the Cupcake Queen, guys, by the way. We're not probably going to have cupcakes. We were considering space and the fact that we're going to be in a very small room in September still, and cupcake frosting melts and gets gross. And so space and heat and cupcake frosting may not be a great idea. If we're outside, maybe so. We could do the GFM thing where they launched cupcakes at people. But we're going to be inside, and we don't want all the sticky goodness to be on the floor of the venue for the venue owner to clean up. So, but I am considering Kool-Aid jammers.
Nice.
Summer, the cult leader, and Kool-Aid jammers just seem like a really good combination. But yes, I'm ready too because the hometown crowd has already showed out. All tickets moved in 2.5 weeks.
Wow, that's impressive.
That
Quite
tells you how
impressive.
cool it is to be where we're at here in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
All right. We're quickly running out of time, but one of the things we love to do, Jamie, is we love to pray. So how can we pray for you guys? You specifically in the band. How can we be in prayer with you?
I think you got a good radar. Just stand with us as family. I think the world needs to see our love more. And I'm not talking this fuzzy, wishy-washy, pie in the sky love. I'm talking sacrificial love, the kind of love that maybe might embarrass you, like having an adulterer in your band. I feel like the world is looking for better from us. I really do. And at the heart of my heart, that's what I want to see manifest more than anything and spread through anything that we touch, is that this is a community. These are people that love one another. And through that, in our love for one another, we reflect the love of Jesus.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Riker, you want to close us out in prayer?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right,
All
let's
right.
do it.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity to talk with Jamie of 13 Minutes. I thank you for the opportunity of having this podcast as a platform to be able to do this. It's such an incredible blessing, something that you've blessed us with abundantly. Be with Jamie and with the rest of 13 Minutes, currently in a somewhat trying time. Continue to impress upon them your goodness, like Jamie said, and your greatness and your love. Help that to give them peace, and that they can move through this time all the better for it, despite the difficulties, despite the hurt. That this time would be a benefit for them, and they'd come out closer to you, stronger in their faith, and ready to continue doing ministry full force. Please bless that ministry. 13 Minutes as a band, as a ministry, that it would be centered on you, that they'd keep the main thing, and they'd see amazing fruit come about from it. I pray all this in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, gents, appreciate
Jamie.
the opportunity as always.
Absolutely.
Absolutely,
And when we end the live stream, don't go away because we want you back for just one quick second.
yes.
But for those watching and listening, I want to thank you so much for tuning in, for putting your comments in the chat. Like, this was awesome. Jamie, we love talking to you. You're welcome back anytime. You got to get the rest of the guys on here. We want to talk to all of them.
We
Like,
can make that happen.
let's make it happen. Let's get everybody on. Because I want to watch you pull those strings as the cult leader and just, make them talk. But thank you again. This was awesome. Just we appreciate you coming on and just sharing your heart a little bit and kind of clearing the air. I think it was important. I just want to thank you personally for your music. Like, it's fantastic. It's some of my favorite music out right now. Quick side note for those watching on Facebook right now, tune in tomorrow at 8 because we're gonna have another podcast, which normally we only have one a week. We're having two. We got Miggy from Relent on
Yes.
tomorrow. So tune in. And yeah, it's going to be a great show. I don't know if I'll be on, but tune in. It's going to be great. Anyways, thank you all for watching and listening. Riker, glad to see you made it back safe. Jeremy, brother, glad to have you on. Jamie, I love you, brother. This was
Love you too, man.
fantastic. Those watching and listening, remember, if you're going to rock, rock for him. Have a good night.
If you like what you saw today, hit the subscribe and like button down below and don't forget to share it to all your friends. Also, leave us a comment down below. If you're going to rock, rock for him.
Join us next week as we talk to Miggy Sanchez of the band Relent.